following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Come into the Home Depot this season. Recycle your old Christmas lights and get up to $5 off your purchase of holiday LED lights. Those new lights will use 80% less energy but burn even brighter. Those brighter lights mean brighter Christmas savings. So bring in those old lights, working or not, and get up to $5 off some new LED lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 14th, limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
Get in the zone!
Scary savings this weekend only at AutoZone. Now through Sunday, save on a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $27.99. That's right, just $27.99 for a Mobil 1 synthetic oil change deal. You save $11.99. Limit 2. See store for restrictions and details. Let us help you protect your engine with savings that will shock you. But hurry, the deal ends this Sunday. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Another Monday after another Husker victory. What could be better than that, folks? Glad to have you along with us as we're into November. Oh, November the 5th. Coming up, Bo Pelini's press conference. We're pretty much wide open in and around that. A lot to talk about with the state football and state volleyball playoffs continuing on. Going to have some folks in to talk Kearney Catholic Gold, that huge event that's always a good time, coming up a little bit later on this month, and we'll tell you all the details on that. And maybe talk a little bit about the Stars going to the state football quarters tomorrow and the state volleyball tournament that gets underway on Thursday. We'll take a look at the brackets and more out of that. All right, folks. Taylor Martinez today was named the co-Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Again, you agree? What do you think? You okay? Everything good? Everything fine? Husker fan, are you able to survive once again? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. I think we have the same questions that we always have coming in here. How good is this football team? Well, they must be pretty decent if they could quit making the mistakes, right? Quit making mistakes, quit digging yourself holes because they're too big to be digging out of week in and week out. Obviously, this game did not go as I thought it would, but again, you can't account for all the turnovers and bad officiating both ways. And you know what? We were talking with some folks over the weekend. I was just friends, family, acquaintances, people out of nowhere. And it wasn't just against Nebraska or against Michigan State. And it was in the NFL. What's going on? Do we have to have this conversation all the time? Folks are getting a little fed up with what's going on out there because they don't understand why are these calls being made and why are they not being made on other occasions. And they can definitely affect the outcome of the game because they definitely affected the momentum of Nebraska-Michigan State and killed some big plays for both teams. Nonetheless, Nebraska wins it 28-24. And Nebraska didn't quite get the help they were hoping for. Minnesota, somebody needs to beat Michigan, which would guarantee pretty much Nebraska getting in. The huge game again, another huge game. Penn State comes in. Nebraska's around a 7-point favorite, depending where you look. It started around 8.5. Nebraska, a 7-point favorite against Penn State Saturday at 2:30. How do you feel about that? It's also been announced that next Saturday's game against Minnesota on the 17th will also kick off at 2:30. This week it's on ABC. The following week it's on the Big Ten Network, so you have to make a little more accommodations if you don't receive the Big Ten Network at your home, and you should. But if you don't, the second game against Minnesota is on the Big Ten Network. But a lot of those 2:30 games, I like them. A lot of people do appreciate those 2:30 games. 888-455-ESPN. Give us a call, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook us as well if you would like. On the other side of things, while we wait for your reaction to the Huskers here a little bit, how about the Lopers? They continue to run the football and run the football very well. 483 yards. Huge win for them on Saturday. 59-7 up in Rapid City against South Dakota Mines. Ricky Trinidad, Matt Berry putting things together. The Lopers will wrap up the season. It's already the end of the season. Fort Hays State comes in Saturday at 12:30 at Foster Field. A team that's been in a lot of close football games there, 4-6. The Lopers are 3-7. And unfortunately, Hastings College just left the ball all over the turf on Saturday, and they were blasted by Northwestern, 45-6. Their biggest defeat in quite some time. Northwestern jumped out 21-3 at the end of the first quarter, never looked back. Hastings being knocked out of title contention after winning their first six. They've now dropped three in a row, and they'll wrap up the season hosting Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. We've got an absolutely jam-packed show tomorrow because it is the next round of the playoffs. We're going to be not only talking with Daryl Morris and Tony Harper from UNK and Hastings College, but we're going to talk with Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling tomorrow, and Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us. And Wednesday, don't forget our Husker Lunch to break down Michigan State, get ahead to Penn State. Nebraska's got to be due for a letdown, and not because they want to let down, but all of these, this has been a brutal stretch of football here for Nebraska, and they have been mentally kind of beat up here. So what will Penn State pose? This is their bowl game, I think. This is one of their bowl games in November. It was such a close game last year. And again, remember, this is the week, this is the day that everything broke in the Sandusky scandal 1 year ago. So Penn State's going to have to put up with all of that all week. This is the one-year anniversary of Nebraska going out. That game that many people thought shouldn't have been played. Ron Brown leads the prayer. Nebraska barely wins. It was a tough football game, but the Huskers won it by three. Now the rematch in Lincoln, a team that the Huskers actually have some history with before joining the Big Ten Conference at 2:30. So there you go. We got our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's to talk all about that Wednesday. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will be on hand, and we'll be talking Husker football from 12 to 1. Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. John and Carney says, holy smokes, Steve Useless-Check is back officiating in the Big Ten. Yeah, there's some bad officials out there. And you know what? When you know the official's name, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. You should never know the name of a college football official because they're never brought up in a good light. Also, as exciting as it was for football to win on Saturday, the volleyball team lost kind of in heartbreaking fashion, 17-15 in the fifth set to Michigan State. Michigan and Michigan State beat Nebraska in five sets on back-to-back nights to knock the Huskers out of the Big Ten Conference lead. They're now 10-4 overall in the conference and won't repeat, it looks like, as conference champions. Indiana and Purdue coming in this Friday and Saturday night to the NU Coliseum. We talked with Coach John Cook last week, talking about wrapping up the season, getting to where they want to go, but Nebraska just didn't hit the ball very well. Their attack percentage wasn't that great, and now they have to play for regional seeding. UNK volleyball team, we're going to find out where they end up in the MIAA, and Coach Rick Squire is going to join us Wednesday. They are 28-2, and we'll see where they're at in the regional rankings this week, but they're seventh in the regional rankings, and they play the other two top 10 teams in Division II volleyball out of the MIAA, hosting Central Missouri Friday and going to Washburn on Saturday. And can it be said that a team that's 28-2 has to win one of those games? I can't even imagine that the Lopers could be 29-3, say they split their two games in the conference tournament, and not even get into the NCAA. Folks, that's a possibility. That's a realistic possibility. It's a horrible realistic possibility. I don't think the Lopers go 2-2 down the stretch, but even if they did, could you imagine a team that's 30-4, ranked number one for a month this season, not even getting in? It's the craziness that is out there. UNK basketball played a Husker women's team that had six players suited up yesterday, but Jordan Hooper scored 32, 68, 38. The women will play at UNO in an exhibition game on Wednesday. Then both teams start their season up at South Dakota Mines on Sunday. Hastings men, two wins over the weekend to start the season. The women start the year 1-1. Hastings volleyball completed an undefeated conference season, and they will host Concordia in the first round of the GPAC tournament tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Hastings men's soccer team will play Tuesday night in the semifinals. The Hastings women beat Morningside. They now face Doan Thursday in Hastings for the GPAC soccer championship. So after a rough start to the season, the Hastings men and women seemed to have righted the ship here. And how about the Tri-City Storm? Let's give some dap out to the Storm on the road. Two wins, close, not high scoring, but they win them 2-1, and they are now 5-6-1. Two big wins on the road. 888-455-3776 if you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Talk Huskers, Lopers, Broncos, any of the high school athletics that's going on. Want to run down the state volleyball tournament pairings, and don't forget Bo Pelini's press conference coming your way at the bottom of the hour. This gets underway Thursday. Everything this year is in Grand Island, Hastings College. And because they would get to host the volleyball tournament, that's why they didn't want to host Hastings College, because they didn't want to give up a possible semifinal at home on Thursday, and it looks like they will get that semifinal. So everything's in Grand Island. That means a little earlier start time, 9 a.m. in Class A. Number one, Papio South, has to do the morning work. They'll play their cross-city rival Papillion. Then Millard West takes on Lincoln Southwest at 11, Lincoln Southeast and Pius at 2, Omaha Marion and Millard North at 4. Class B, they will split their sites. The morning sites at Grand Island, Elkhorn South and Waverly at 9, Grand Island Northwest and York at 11. Then the evening games will be at the Heartland Events Center, Sydney and Norris at 6:30, Gretna and Omaha Gross at 8:30. C1 opening round action is all on Thursday at Grand Island Senior High School. Central Catholic and SCOTUS just can't get away from each other. They'll play in the first match at 2, Shadron and Ogallala at 4, Norfolk Catholic, Lincoln Christian at 6:30, Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran at 8:30. C2 will be at Grand Island Northwest, North Platte St. Pat's and Hershey at 9, Freeman and Norfolk Lutheran at 11, Hastings St. Cecilia and Thayer Central at 2, Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 4. D1 will be at Grand Island Central Catholic in the morning at 9 a.m., Howells Dodge and Exeter Milligan at 11, Alma and Sutherland. Then the evening session in D1 will be at Grand Island Northwest, Ansley Litchfield, a rematch of their district final against O'Neill St. Mary's, and Silver Lake is in. They will take on West Point Guardian Angels at 8:30. Finally, Thursday in D2, Grand Island Central Catholic hosting at 2 o'clock, Meade and Brady, 4 o'clock, Cedar Valley and Layton, 6:30, Giltner and Stewart, 8:30, Mullen will be taking on Humphrey. That is a lot to get through in the first segment of the show. If there's something else you want to talk about, great NFL action or more, we'd love to hear from you. But we're going to take a break here. When we come back, talk a little Kearney Catholic Gold Foundation, Kearney Catholic Foundation putting on their annual gold banquet. Find out a little bit about that. Plus, we'll be chatting about Nebraska football, Bo Pelini's press conference at the bottom of the hour. And don't forget, folks, I could use a break. I could use a rest, just like the folks at Bruce Furniture. They're going to make things comfortable for you. The last 34 years, they've grown to 4 locations with stores in Hastings, Kearney, Alliance, and Holdridge. It allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains their small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Since 1977, the focus is on the customer. What you want in color, size, style, price, doesn't matter. They're going to get it for you and make sure it looks right in your home. It's about you, not about them. At Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
The obstacles military families face aren't limited to the battlefield. When it comes to financial challenges, USAA can help. Whether it's managing debt, saving for a child's education, or investing for the future. For free advice, call a USAA investment advisor at 800-235-1898.
Financial planning services and financial advice provided by USAA Financial Planning Services Insurance Agency, Inc., a registered investment advisor and insurance agency in its wholly owned subsidiary, USAA Financial Advisors, Inc., a registered broker.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Gavilon, Platte Valley State Bank, NTV, and Barney Insurance. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281. And in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
The state high school football playoffs continue with quarterfinal action in classes C and D Tuesday on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, it's a battle of unbeatens as Kearney Catholic travels to Adams Central at 7. A doubleheader on the Breeze 94.5. Medicine Valley's at Giltner at 3. Donovan Trumbull will host North Platte St. Pat's at 6. While on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton travels to Bertrand at 6. The state football playoffs Tuesday brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln, T&L Irrigation, and Dunham Sports.
It's just a high maintenance woman, don't want no maintenance man.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program. Busy, busy, busy week. It's going to be Thanksgiving tomorrow, I believe, as fast as we go through state football, state volleyball. The Huskers trying to get into the Big Ten Championship game, and a whole lot more going on, including the annual Gold Dinner and Auction, which is right around the corner, and we always like to chat about that on the program. Cindy Richter is in with us, along with Michaela Mestel and David Squires. You could have found, you know, two less imposing figures here. You know, they're probably the athletes of the year at Kearney Catholic. I don't know, just one of the 25 that they have. But Cindy, hey, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Well, let's get it out of the way. When is it? Same story. Give us the details.
The 18th annual Gold Dinner and Auction is Friday, November 16th, and this year it will be held at the Eunice Conference Center again. Doors open at 6 p.m., and registrations are going fantastic. It'll be another amazing evening.
It moved over to the Eunice Center here not long ago when the Eunice Center opened, gave it a little more room, a little more, and it just continues to fill up. You guys continue to kind of break attendance records.
It is. You know, we are very blessed in Kearney that people support education, and since Kearney Catholic is not state-funded, this is a great opportunity for the community to support the school and help our operating budget at the school.
This is the biggest fundraiser of the year, obviously.
It is. Over 17 years, we've netted over $2.8 million that goes towards the school at Kearney Catholic, towards the operating budget. And, you know, we budgeted conservatively, but we are very blessed that we have over 345 auction items this year that will be just a memorable event.
We'll talk with Michaela and David here about some of these items, but we always bring some students in. Talk about why we bring the students in. Because they're all out there working at this event too.
They are. You know, they start out as they deliver the catalogs. All their classes support the event by donating items. They help with setup. The students are there Wednesday and Thursday with setup, and then the evening of the social. But really, it's the night of gold where the students, we want to highlight our students because that's what it's all about, and let those that attend know that they're very thankful for all that they do for the Kearney Catholic students.
All right, let's turn it over to David Squires here, who is getting ready for football. What do you think? We got a big game tomorrow at Adams Central. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, we're excited. We're looking forward to it. We know Adam Central's a great team. We're both undefeated coming in, so it's going to be a huge game, and we're ready.
How different is it? Last year, it was a new step every time. This is as far as Kearney Catholic been, as far as Kearney, you know, each time they kind of won from this point on. You got a lot of these guys back from last year, so how different is it going through the playoffs this year, kind of expecting to win, not hoping to win?
It's not much different. We keep keen on the fact that we have to stay hungry, and I think with that hunger comes a lot of motivation, even if we're supposed to win or whatever, to help us lead us through the playoffs.
Now, speaking of hungry, they got some pretty good food at these Gold Dinner and Auctions. they let you stick around on that? Are you preparing the food?
I don't prepare the food, but I'll get scraps if I can.
David Squires, Michaela Mestel, Cindy Richter with us from the Kearney Catholic High School Foundation. What is your job at Gold? Talk about what some of the athletes, students, it's not just athletes, but all the kids do at the Gold. Tell us what you do and what some of your rest of your crew does.
I do valet parking, and I'm going to try and not wreck any of the cars.
I heard you're very, very good at it. Driving, not wrecking. Yeah. I heard you're very good. But you're all dressed up, you're ready to go, you got a good crew to take care of that.
Yep. We have juniors, I think it is, that do the serving, and so we just have a lot of people doing a lot of different activities for it.
Michaela, what you already told me what your gig is. I'm a little worried here. What will you be doing and some of your female classmates?
Me and some of my other female classmates get to handle the money, and some of us get to handle the merchandise.
Is there some pretty good stuff out there? What have we seen?
The senior class is donating a miniature Australian Shepherd, and that is the cutest puppy I've ever seen. But there's also some jewelry on hand, and I don't know, there's a pinball table, lots of electronics. I think they're trying to raise money for iPads.
For everybody in the school? Is that kind of the deal?
You know, that'd be the goal. But if we could make some carts available for at least one class, and that'd be a class of 50, that would be great. But, you know, technology is changing so much, and we got to stay on top of it to be top of the line.
This is a lot of hard work, too, Michaela. Do they prep you for this? You guys have been involved the last couple of years. Have you been there the last 2 years or just last year?
I was a server sophomore year and junior year, and so this will be my third year helping, and I know my family has helped deliver catalogs throughout the years. Yeah, I hope Cindy tells me what I need to do, because I don't want to mess up.
Are you amazed at how big the event is? The first time I ever went, I was kind of surprised at how big a deal it is, that many people, and how really neat it is.
It's crazy. I mean, there's 500, maybe 600 people there every year, and there are servers that are all high school students who have no idea what they're doing, and we try to serve everybody in under 10 minutes, 15 minutes max. I mean, it's crazy.
David, what's it like seeing some of the teachers all gussied up in a little different light?
It's actually pretty fun. We like to give them a hard time and stuff when they're all dressed up and like that, because it's not in school, so we can't get a detention or whatever. I'm just messing with them.
Well, it's a lot of fun out there in Cindy. How about anything different that we've got this year? Is there anything that, because we always have great items, and we've got the raffle and the silent auction and the live auction. Is there anything different for the 18th that we haven't seen before?
Well, there is, but it's a secret, so everybody will have to come out and attend. There will be a big announcement that night that will make it a memorable event. You know, the people in the community have just opened up their homes for the donations, the parties. We always have outrageous party themes, a Mardi Gras Super Bowl, a hay rack pumpkin party, a redneck party. But the items, it's just... We're very appreciative of all those that donate to the event, that volunteer. We have over 400 volunteers for the event. And needless to what Michaela says, our servers do a great job. We haven't spilled on anyone yet. And the UNIS Conference Center staff helps out in training our students. So we still have a few registrations left if someone wants to go on our website at www.kchsgold.com or give us a call at the foundation office at 236-6903. I haven't brought up the fact that we do have a raffle this year. It is a 1995 Firebird. So if you're looking for a school car or if you're, you know, remember back in the 1990s and always wanted a Firebird.
I was gonna say, it's like that's the angle you can go with. It's 95 because that's where these kids are born.
Exactly. You know what? This class is an amazing class. We have great students at Kearney Catholic. They are actually the 50th class to graduate this year. So in 2013, it's a great opportunity to celebrate Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, I hate to say this with them sitting here, but it's a pretty good class.
It is. We have great students. You know, our students are excelling in the classrooms, in the community, and on the playing field because of our community support.
And I apologize for not thinking of the exact term, but every year during the live auction, there is a special need. And now, is that the iPads we're addressing this
year?
That's
what we're looking at, doing technology on the side. We're still getting that. You know, we always look at what the needs are. The last 2 years, it's been transportation. The attendees, the community stepped up. We had raised funds for our new bus liner 2 years ago, and we're able to purchase different Suburbans last year. So we always look at the needs of the school at that time and still making that decision.
How much better is that bus than what you guys had to ride in a couple years ago?
So much better. Don't get sick as much anymore.
it was a big upgrade, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, the bus we had before, you'd get lucky if you got a chair that didn't work because the recliner a lot of times was broken.
Oh, no. That's the worst. I thought you guys were gassing out the opposition over there with all that. We can't let you go. We talked to David about football. Michaela Mestel, we can't let you go without volleyball. How excited are you for this week?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we've been looking forward to playing this tournament since the first weekend when we were at that Beatrice tournament.
And the first round matchup, you guys get to play. Like we've kidded, you better take the pajamas, everybody, because every game, if they can advance on, is at 8:30. You guys know anything about Lincoln Lutheran yet?
We have actually played Lincoln Lutheran already this season. We played them at the Centennial tournament a couple weeks ago. And, I mean, they played with us point for point until the end of the match, but I mean, they've brought out some new weapons apparently because they beat Lincoln Christian a week ago, so we're ready.
You guys have been so good all year. You've only lost one set to a Class C school. I can't remember who was that.
It was Orr.
I couldn't remember who that was. I just it left me off the top of my head. Well, we got football tomorrow night here on ESPN. We've got volleyball Thursday, hopefully Friday and Saturday with the Stars, and then we've got the Gold Dinner and Auction coming up on November the 16th. Cindy, what else do we need to touch on here?
Well, you know, these students are very busy right now. They're also in the one act play, and so the band has been doing well. So really, these are very busy students, and they're student athletes, but also students at the very beginning. So that's, we need to make sure they keep their grades going so they can continue to play, and we wish them the best of luck.
And if folks, again, one more time, they want to find out, maybe they're new to the Kearney Catholic community, they want to attend this, they want to help out, give us one more time how they can do that.
They can go online at www.kchsgold.com or call the foundation office at 236-6903. And we thank all those that have donated in the community for your support.
All right, gang. Hey, thanks for coming in, and best of luck this week.
Thanks.
That's David Squires, Michaela Mestel, Cindy Richter with the Kearney Catholic High School Foundation here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break. Our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte, home of Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years, the Whopper, and a full breakfast menu served until 11 a.m. Pick up some Cinnabon Minibon rolls when you're out and about in the morning. Bo Pelini, his weekly press conference coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey there, Colin Coward, host of The Herd. As you know, I've been a big fan of Vizio TVs for years now, and today, folks, I'm excited to tell you about their new line of innovative personal computers. From the sleek all-in-one PC to the razor-thin design of the thin and light Ultrabook, Vizio has the PC industry buzzing. In fact, the Vizio Thin and Light Ultrabook was just awarded 4.5 out of 5 stars from PC World. Go to Vizio.com/computing to learn more.
Listen up, football fantasizers. The Nokia Lumia 900 stepping up as the commissioner of a new league of smartphones. Not only does the Nokia Lumia 900 bring you stunning features, but with fast access to the ESPN Fantasy Football app, including Fantasy Cast Live scoring, ESPN Insider, and easy team management, you can receive real-time scores and set your team to dominate. With all the ESPN features you love now powered by Windows Phone, there's no doubt Nokia Lumia's in a league of its own. Check out the Nokia Lumia 900 in the new ESPN Fantasy Football app. It's changing the rules. Available through
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy conditions linger across the area today with a high temperature near 50, as we'll see northwest winds around 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 43.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, want to thank Cindy Rickard, David Squires, and of course Michaela Mestel. They're having their Kearney Catholic Volleyball Pep Rally Wednesday night at 7:30. That is at Kearney Catholic High School. Pep Rally 7:30. It's a blackout, so wear black. That's what I've been told. Wear black, not green, not gold. Even though that's school colors, we're wearing black, I guess, on Wednesday for the pep rally at 7:30. And I know this is all going on to all the schools out there. Congratulations. There's a lot of them that are still alive in football and volleyball. I think we're going to have some outstanding football games tomorrow. I think a lot of them we've got for you on the radio. Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Shelton Bertrand, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Donovan Trumbull. Also, we've got the Giltner Medicine Valley game tomorrow. Nobody's given Medicine Valley a chance, but they've been playing great all year long. So looking forward to all of that and talking about it here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And tomorrow, the big day, they'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Husker Penn State game. You can check out more on their Facebook page or get signed up on their Facebook page so you have a chance to win the Husker Penn State tickets. Go to thinkmidway.com. Right there, you can like them on Facebook, and you can see everything that's on the lot, both lots at South 2nd Avenue, all the inventory. You know what? Maybe it's not exactly what you want. Maybe you want a newer model, a different color, a different interior, a two-door versus a four-door. They have the ability for you to fill out your form. They locate your vehicle. They contact you when it's on the lot, and then you make the decision as to whether that is exactly what you want. So many great things at the Midway Auto Dealership, taking care of you, whether you need a new or pre-owned vehicle or whether you just need some work done on the one you already have. Midway is there for you. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. I continue to be shocked by the folks out there because my phone blows up during the Husker game when Big Red is behind. But on Monday, after I say stay calm to these people, take it easy, we're okay, it's the first half, then I never hear from these people again. And I never hear from them on the show, it seems like. Only when we mess up and lose or get blown out. Some credit is due for this Big Red team. And they have to get by Penn State this week. But folks, you complain about your football team from time to time. And even after they win, yes, don't make the turnovers. Don't make the bad choices. But they're still 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old people trying to learn. That's what this is. Athletics is all about. This isn't the pros. This is still college amateur athletics. And it is funny because look at what the situation. I mean, Iowa and Colorado. Oh my goodness, they need to start scheduling each other because they're terrible. They are terrible. Imagine Nebraska's program was on par with these programs not that long ago. And let's face it, even the Bill Callahan years are better than what these programs are doing right now. Indiana still in contention to make the Big Ten championship game out of the leaders division. It's not over, folks. The big game with them is Wisconsin. If somehow they can find, and they score a lot of points, if they can find a way to outscore Wisconsin, Indiana thus becomes in the driver's seat. Can you imagine Nebraska-Indiana in the Big Ten championship game? Would you care? If Nebraska gets in, do you care who the opponent is? We may have to work on that as one of our poll questions this week, Jeffrey. Our poll question over the weekend, which team would most deserve to play in the BCS title game against an undefeated SEC team, which now looks like it's going to be in Alabama? 46% of you voted Oregon, 42% said Kansas State, 8% said Notre Dame. I'm going to tell you what, folks. I was saying Notre Dame, and I'm going to give them a pass, even though Pittsburgh makes a fairly easy field goal that we don't have to talk about Notre Dame anymore. But what is Oregon? Oregon's not the second-best team in the country, folks. All right, you can put up 61, but you can't give up 51. You can't give up 51. Not to USC. You can't do that. I changed my mind a little bit on Oregon, and Kansas State is very impressive. I would like to see Kansas State play Oregon. I think Oregon wins. I just don't think anybody can stop Oregon unless it's an Alabama who would have 45, 50 days to prepare for them. But Notre Dame seems to have the toughest schedule. Kansas State seems to have the cleanest run so far. And Oregon is who everybody wants to see. Everybody always wants to see the high-powered offense against the great defense. Well, who has won those games in the past? Pretty much always the defense. Alabama didn't play their best and still went to LSU and won. And I guess what that does right now is we finish up our poll question. Which quarterback has done a better job with his new team? Andrew Luck with the Colts, Peyton Manning with the Broncos, or is it too close to call? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Which quarterback has done a better job with his new team? Boy, that is a tough one because Peyton Manning has always been good. So I guess I'd have to go with Andrew Luck because I love Peyton Manning. He's doing a great job. But Andrew Luck seems to have done more with less. And so give credit to Andrew Luck, and you can vote for that now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bo Pelini will be coming up momentarily. Taylor Martinez just wrapping things up. But, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to Bo, results from Pigskin Pick'em. Congratulations, Greg Carter. He has won it, 7-3. I went 6-4. Jim Langan, 5-5. $180 goes to Greg Carter. We'll talk more about it as the week progresses. But right now, Bo Pelini has entered the room and ready for his weekly press conference in Lincoln. Let's take you to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for Coach Pelini's press conference. That's Bo Pelini's weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from Lincoln. A variety of topics. Again, it took a long, long time to even get into the Penn State part of things. And people better not overlook the Lions. I'm telling you, don't overlook the Nittany Lions. Early on, talking a little bit about Nebraska and the two-minute drill and the execution of that and how it helped, of course, win the Michigan State game. Also interesting, asking Bo Pelini a little bit now, how is he coaching differently in these situations? It's not like Nebraska has been coming back in games his first 4 years, and now this year it's a little more successful. What he's doing differently, and as he said, hey, I learn every day. And again, that's what Nebraska fans don't want to hear. We talk about first-year coordinators on the defense, second-year offensive coordinator. Bo Pelini's still only his fifth year. Takes a while to get everything to come together, and he touched on that a little bit, talked about the maturation of Jamal Turner, who had the game-winning touchdown. Went into depth a little more about the mistakes, the penalties, what they need to do, how they're trying to address that a little bit. Then got into Penn State and talked about a lot of tight end play there, what their offense does. And then, of course, wrapping things up here, Antonio Bell no longer with the football team, and a little bit about Bo working on the offense. Again, 2:30 on ABC this week with Penn State. Then the November 17th game, Minnesota at Nebraska. That is on Big Ten Network at 2:30 in the afternoon. Taylor Martinez, the co-Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. And Irish Ken says, I'm happy to see Bo get another win. I hope people will give him better support now. For some reason, the Irish can't recruit a good kicker. Their kicker missed an easy field goal in the first half and an extra point in the Pitt game. Game should never have gone to overtime. However, Notre Dame did not play well, from Irish Ken. And also, Brett Maher, you know, he's up and down. He seems to do it when he needs to do it. But obviously, this is not the best season for him so far. But it seems like when Brett has to get it done, he does get it done. And one more thing before we take our final break, in case you missed it right before the press conference, congratulations to Greg from Wood River. Is that right?
Yep.
From Wood River, the Eagles are going to state in volleyball, and he's getting them off to a good start because he won Pigskin Pick'em, only the second time all year that Jim Langan and I, our co-host on Friday, have been defeated. He had Arizona beating UCLA, missed that. He had West Virginia, who went down in double overtime. He had Texas Tech. He went 7-3, clipped me by one game, 6-4. Jimmy went 5-5. I had the upset pick of the week, Texas, but I also was the only one that took LSU, and they were very close to getting it done at home. So we'll start over again at $20, and again, get you in for the HD TV, the Super Bowl party, the Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. It's all part of our Pigskin Pick'em Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a final break, wrap it up after this.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole, a 300-foot deep hole to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee per devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Couple of notes before we get out of here. Tim Miles had a press conference before Bo Pelini and the football folks and John Cook. Nebraska's new basketball coach said that Devrell Biggs will set out this season as a redshirt. Said the decision to redshirt Biggs came after a pretty quick conversation, he said, between the player and the coach. He's eligible to play in the exhibition game Wednesday and said the junior guard might get to see some minutes. He's a two-time All-State selection out of Omaha Central and earned first-team junior college All-American honors last season at Seward County Community College in Kansas. He was the first player to sign with Miles after Coach came to Nebraska, and the first in-state scholarship player to join the Huskers since 2001. The Division II football poll, Colorado State Pueblo out of the RMAC is still number one in the country. They beat Highlands 31-17 last week at home. maybe it was at home, maybe it was on the road. I don't know. I think it was at home, though. Northwest Missouri State, the top team in the MIAA, is ranked fourth. Hey, we want to thank the folks from Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, David Squires, Cindy Richter, talking about their seasons and talking about the Kearney Catholic High School Foundation Goal Banquet coming up on November the 16th. Want to thank the folks for emailing the program today. Tomorrow, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper talking UNK Hastings College football, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling. Later in the week, Houston Texans Jared Crick, Steve Sippel at our Husker Lunch Wednesday. We will see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!